You're tuned in to the Relationship Trade Secrets Podcast with Oliver and Denise.
Candid conversations, practical advice, inspiring interviews, all with the goal of sharing valuable information with you as you build the relationship of your dreams. Thanks for listening. We're so glad you're here.
So essentially what we were talking about is the fact that we've grown.
We've grown
over the...
Thank God we've grown, right?
We've grown. And so it's interesting that the reason why I titled it the way I did is that there are many people who they start on a marital journey and they check out a little bit early.
Check out meaning?
They get divorced. They decide, hey, this is not what I want to do.
Yeah.
And they check out a little bit early because they have not, they either don't realize or are not willing to accept that it gets better.
They don't realize it or, yeah, they don't realize it. I was going to say, or they don't, because all you can see often is what you can see in front of you. And often you're like, how can I can't see anything past that. And a lot of times people aren't willing to hang in there with hope that, can this really get better? Right.
Yeah. RK3 said, or they don't know how to do the work.
Or they don't know how to do the work.
Right. So, so we were talking about what I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, to give some context. What happened was one morning you woke up with a really bad headache.
No, that's not what reminded you. It was, oh, you're talking about the other day.
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
So you got up with a really bad headache, and I wanted to make sure that you were okay.
Yeah.
Wanted to make sure that you were good, was asking you certain things about medicine. Should I do this? Should I do that? And so later on that day, we were out, and it came up in conversation. We're in the car. As often, we talk when we're in the car, that had this been early on in our marriage,
right,
I would have handled that a lot differently.
Okay.
A lot differently. Damon said the foundation could have been flawed from the start. Now, that is a possibility.
This is true.
That is a possibility. I think for us, and I'm jumping ahead of the conversation, but I'm going to say right now, I think for us, it's just that we did not know how to, remember we were in a conversation Saturday and somebody around the table was like, I didn't know how to be a wife and my husband didn't know how to be a husband. I think for us.
That was definitely it.
That's what it was. And it wasn't so much that the foundation was flawed, which that does happen.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. But I think for us, I came from a very, I came from a certain family of origin that did things a certain way and handled things a certain way and said certain things. And it was a very apply yourself, man up kind of environment.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I took that into our marriage.
And I mean, I think that
what's happening, family, what's going on?
I think that a lot of times, hi, Mia. A lot of times that's what we do because that's all we know. So, of course, we are going to live out our family of origin to an extent because that's all we know. It's learned behavior.
It is.
Honestly.
So I'm going to give the context again and then you can say what you said. Right. Okay. So the context is a few days ago, my wife woke up with a really bad headache And so I just kind of kicked into gear and was like, you know, just trying to make sure she was good.
What do you need? Do you want me to get you some medicine?
You know,
you want some water? Do you want me, you know, make it dim in here? What do you need? How can I help you feel better?
And it was just natural
right.
for me, right? I've just kind of kicked in gear, just want to make sure that she was okay. Mm-hmm. Later on, we were in the car, we were having a conversation, and my wife recalled a scenario that I don't remember.
Thank God.
However, you're going to hear a story about when I did it really, really differently.
Yeah.
And the moral, just to give you the end of the story before it even starts, is that it gets better.
Better. Hang in there. It gets better.
It gets better. Now, going back to, I think it was Damon's comment, if the foundation is flawed, mm-hmm. obviously there's some additional work that may need to take place if it's even repairable. Mm. And a lot of people don't like to hear that. But if you think about the foundation of your house, if the foundation of your house is damaged to the point of no repair.
Yeah.
It don't matter what you try to do in terms of patchwork. You probably shouldn't build anything on top of that.
Right? Yeah.
For us, it wasn't that situation, but I was a very different kind of person, approached things very differently. Mm-hmm. And here's the story.
Yeah. So it was 23 years ago, and it was very early on in our marriage. I would say weeks, maybe months into our first year of marriage. We mm-hmm. had only been married maybe a few weeks, maybe a few months. I don't remember exactly, but I know it was very early on in our marriage. And one reason why I remember that is because of where we were living when this happened.
Okay.
And I, at the time, was dealing with really bad sciatica pain. And, you know, I was limping a little bit around the house and just... If you've ever had sciatica pain or know someone with it, you know that it can get really excruciating, very painful. And, you know, I was just in a lot of pain. And your response to me being in a lot of pain was, oh, you just need to march it out. You need to just do this and lift your legs up, lift your knees up really high, do some high knees. You'll be all right. Lift your knees up, do some high knees. And I'm thinking, number one, yeah, that might work. But number two, the way you're coming at me doesn't make me feel like you care right now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make me feel nurtured. It doesn't make me even feel loved at this point. I feel like I'm irritating you because I'm in pain. Just do some high mm-hmm. knees, walk around the house. You know, you just need to suck it up basically and do some high knees, walk around the house. And then you just need to get in a hot tub. I'm gonna run you a hot tub, run you a bath, put some water in the tub. You need hot water in the tub. And so he ran me a bath, and it wasn't scalding hot, but it was uncomfortably hot. That's all you need. You just need to put some hot water on that. Just sit in the tub. You'll be all right. Just sit in this hot tub. But babe, this is really hot and it's uncomfortable. You just need to bear it. You just need to sit down in there and bear it. You'll be all right. You'll be fine. Just, it ain't going to stay hot forever. Just stay in there and, you know, bear it. And that was, I didn't feel nurtured. I didn't feel loved. I felt like he was brushing me off. I felt like I was irritating him, and I did not feel loved at all. And I'm glad you don't remember that, because that's so not who you are right now.
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
So if I'm being honest, I don't know if it's so much that it's not who I am as much as it is.
It's not how you approach the situation now.
It's not my approach. It's not my go-to approach.
Thank God.
It's not.
So do you feel that way? Because I felt like I was irritating you.
So, because I don't remember, I can't really speak to whether you were actually irritating me or not.
Okay.
However, and for those of you who are listening to this, you already know what that sound is because you've heard other podcasts where this sound has mysteriously started and stopped, right? So you know it's the fan, right?
Sorry, guys.
And for those of you who haven't listened to any podcast, you need to go back and start with the perimenopause one and then come forward and you'll understand.
What's
happening right now. I think because I don't remember, I don't know if you were irritating me as much as it is. But I'll say this. I don't think it was that you were irritating me as much as it was. That was just my only approach to everything.
Yeah.
At that point in my life. Right. I was. And I'm not placing blame. So hear me. I'm not placing blame. I'm not saying that this is an excuse. I'm just saying it's a reason. Right. Mm-hmm. I grew up with a dad who, if something was going down, the answer to the scenario was to apply yourself or to, hey, go do this or go, like, it was very regimented.
Yeah.
Do this, do this, do this.
Yeah.
You'll be all right, kind of thing. Right.
Yeah.
So I approached everything in my life that way.
Yeah.
And so now here I am newly married. I'm also approaching scenarios with you that way. Mm-hmm. One, kind of being the guy, I want to kick in and attempt to fix it,
right,
which is a whole nother conversation in and of itself, because yeah, many of us who have been married for a long time know that's not always the first thing our wives want us to do is to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the first thing our wives want us to do is to acknowledge
and that just you listen. Heard it
and hear them out and absorb what they're, you know, what they're expressing to you.
Right.
And be nurturing. Right. Mm-hmm. There may be times where there's going to be times where you're like, OK, here's what input I think we should do. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I think that's why I came across that way, is because that was just my approach.
Yeah.
You know, and not really learning until later on in our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And many conversations.
I was going to say.
And getting some things wrong.
Right.
Right. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so what do you think was the switch? Because obviously you're not that guy now. Right.
What was the switch? So the switch. That's a great question.
I think here's my what I think, mm-hmm, is that just through the process of the journey,
mm-hmm,
right? Just going through the journey of married life, we came to realize this is not working.
Yeah.
You know, this is not working. We came to realize we weren't communicating,
mm-hmm,
how we should.
Right.
Like, you weren't speaking to me in a language that I could hear and receive.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't speaking to you in a language that you could hear and receive. And then just, I guess, after doing that time after time after right, time, we were like, look, this is not working.
I think you're right. And just to be to be transparent and honest. Let me get some comments too. So I saw a stop fixing. You're right. Don't necessarily need that. Right? Hey, what's happening? Thank you for that comment. Give space to be seen and heard and valued. Mm-hmm. Mike said, that's a good question. So here's what I'll say in full transparency, right? That story that you just shared happened in year one of our marriage, right? I would venture to say that for several years after that, Not consistently, but there were definitely times where I approached things that same way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I think you're right. The thing that was paramount for us is really beginning to understand how the other person likes to be communicated to.
Yeah.
And so that's why I said, now it's not even so much that's not who I am now, as much as I understand and recognize and am willing to accept the fact, yeah, that's not how you like to be communicated to.
Right.
So I could do that maybe in the boardroom, or I could do that as a coach, or I, mm-hmm, could do that. And there's certain places where that's appropriate for you. That's not how you like to be communicated to.
Correct.
And so I had to make those adjustments. And I think that's what happened. For those that are kind of coming in and out, hopefully you read the description. We're really recording a podcast live. We're going to take the audio of this, but we decided to do it live, talking about the fact that we've changed, our approach, mm-hmm, to things have changed over the years, and that just giving some encouragement to married couples that I won't say it's okay, because that sounds like you should just take whatever's happening to you. Mm-hmm. But you will evolve as a couple over time.
Correct.
Now, here's the thing. There are some things that we had to do.
Yeah.
Right? So we had to be intentional about learning each other.
Yep. Right.
That was paramount.
Yeah.
To us making some kind of progress.
And I mean, I think we knew each other to an extent,
mm-hmm.
you know, leading up to our marriage. But there are some things, I think, that you just don't learn or realize or understand or become aware of until you're married,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so I think that was big too. And there's just some things you will not experience until you're married. And
true.
Then you have to go through whatever these experiences are and gain understanding or learn something from that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And keep that and apply it.
And here's the thing. And I'm not saying that this is how it just should be over the board, across the board. But there are some scenarios. There are some things that you don't learn until you're in the scenario.
Yes.
So
correct.
There are certain things that we didn't even experience, even though we were friends. We knew each other ahead of time. Mm-hmm. There were certain things that we did not experience, certain scenarios we did not experience until we were married, because us being married helped to open the door for that to take place.
Yes.
Right.
Agreed.
And I think the mistake that some make, and I'm going to qualify this in a second, but the thing that's the mistake that some make is that they are not willing to go through those growing pains.
Yeah. They're like, I ain't signed up for all this. I'm out.
They're not willing to go through those growing pains. Now, here's the thing that I want to say, because I want to be fair. The other side of that statement is that what we're not encouraging you to do is to just willingly, blindly, and consistently without any type of conversation or intention to make adjustments, accept all types of foolishness. That's not what we're saying.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
So let's be clear about that. Mm-hmm. We're not saying that this is an ongoing thing. You just got to take it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are going to be some times where what you're building requires the nuances of building something.
Mm-hmm.
The sawdust, the hammers, the nails, the banging, right? Yeah. The noise.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the building process.
Yeah.
But just know that if you're intentional about building to a certain end, that's not going to be ongoing.
Forever.
Right? That's not going to be forever.
Yeah.
Anthony Murray says, hi, that's the way your father had set your foundation, but not for life for you. And I agree with that. I think that for me, something that I try to do with the guys that I have the pleasure of serving from time to time is helping them understand how to make the transition from that foundation
mm-hmm.
into something that's going to be more suited for a good union.
Mm-hmm.
Because yes, that was the foundation that was instilled in me. Tackle it, apply yourself. And that's what I took into marriage. That's what I took into being a husband. Mm-hmm. It's also what I took into being a father. Right?
Yeah.
There were certain, they came a time, especially with Justin, where we realized, wait a minute, that's not the right approach.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
my dad was able to get, you know, pull something out of me doing that, but I can't do that same thing. Right. And so there were things that I had to realize and then be willing to make that adjustment.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask about the tangible things you both did to turn it around.
Yeah. So the tangible things we did was, one, we really started to dig in to learn each other in the roles that we were currently in. So we knew each other, but we were really good friends.
Yeah.
Before we got married or before anything kind of kicked off in terms of us realizing that it's more than what we think it is.
Mm-hmm.
But as a husband, there were some things I had to learn about how to treat you.
Yeah. And same for me as a wife. There
was
some
things. And how to talk to you.
Yeah. And there were some things that I had to learn as well as how to treat and talk to you, because up until then, it was like, well, you know, he ain't my husband.
Yeah.
Type thing. You right. know what I mean? And so we had to learn what worked for our relationship. I had to learn.
Hey, hey.
What worked for him? How, what is it about me that is making you brush up and make you feel like you have to come at me like that? Like, what is it that right. I'm doing? It's just a conversation or yeah. several conversations, actually.
That speaks to the tangible thing, right? It wasn't something that we left to chance. Mm-hmm. There were literally conversations where we're like, listen, I want you to help me understand something. Mm-hmm. And we talked to couples about setting parameters around their conversation to this day because we had to do it, right? Yeah. Listen, I'm not trying to, let's just get something right off the bat on the table. I'm not trying to attack you. I'm not coming for you in any way.
Yeah.
I literally want to understand because there are certain things that take place that I don't want them to take place anymore.
Right.
So how do we do that? And yeah. then we just had to have those conversations mm-hmm. And continue to have those conversations and make adjustments and tweaks until, you know, it's like you building a prototype, right? You got a product in mind and you want this product to be right mm-hmm. for the consumer. And the first iteration of that product, you might be like, oh, shoot, man, we got to take this off. We got to take this off. We got to add this. And you might have several iterations of that project before it's done. Mm-hmm. Now, you have the people who it bombs, the first iteration bombs, and they're like, nah, we ain't
forget
trying.
It.
Yeah, we done. We're yeah. not even trying to, we ain't even trying to rock with this no more.
Right.
Then you have other people who are like, man, let me see, where did this go wrong? This is not the end result that I'm looking for. So, and so again, to speaking to tangible things, we had to change our perspective mm-hmm. around what we were even trying to do
yeah.
because that would cause tension between us. And instead we had to take the approach of, okay, here's what we don't want. Mm-hmm. Here's what we do want. How do we get there? Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Mia said marriage has stages. Each stage comes with levels or layers of things you have not encountered. Indeed.
Absolutely.
Indeed. Question. Absolutely. What do you do when those
new ones come?
So hopefully, and I'm thinking, and what I mean is when you talk about the new stages, hopefully what people are doing, right? Well, let's talk about what we do.
Right.
Those same conversations that had to happen, we still have them to this day.
To this day.
So if some other nuance comes, and we've talked about it on a previous podcast, we talked about the perimenopause thing. That was a significant nuance mm-hmm. for us. So we had to have some conversations because I dare say I probably was in kind of insensitive in the beginning phases of perimenopause.
Yeah.
And not purposely, but just like because I didn't understand
it. You didn't understand it. I don't think you realized I don't want to say seriousness of it because it's not like life and death or anything like that, but you didn't understand like how much it affected me, mm-hmm. I think.
Right.
And so, you know, it was a conversation that we ended up having to have. And the way we went about having this new conversation was I didn't come to him like, look, this is happening. You need to be like this. You need to understand that this is happening. Da 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 da. Mm-hmm. But it was more of a I do my research and then share that research with you type thing.
Right.
And in response, you would ask questions, mm-hmm. you know, and become involved in the situation as well.
Right. Yeah. And I think and so we have to continually do that mm-hmm. for the new things that arrive in our relationship, because you will always, if you're on a journey, you're never going to, you're hopefully not standing still stagnant. If you're on a journey.
Yeah.
You're consistently moving. And if you're consistently moving, you're going to be introduced to new scenery. Mm-hmm. So if you think about driving down a highway, right? You're going to be consistently introduced to new scenery. Mm-hmm. And it's the same way in marriage. Like, what do you do?
Right.
Right. So it's like a homework every day. So I understand what you're saying, Anthony. I'm gonna give you my take on this. I personally, I'm not saying everybody has to do this because I put up Anthony's last comment that said marriage is work, period. I had to do this for me. I had to change my perspective around the whole marriage is work thing. Mm-hmm. So again, we're speaking to tangible things that I had to do, mm-hmm. right? So one, really dig in to learn who you are as a wife and what is my role as a husband, as a provider, protector, priest, XYZ, right? Another thing I had to do personally so that I could make these adjustments with the right frame of mind and with the right goal in my sights mm-hmm. is that I had to change my ideology around marriage being work. Mm. Because I personally was causing me to
go into
to
it
treat like, this like yeah. a chore.
Because now you're going into it like, oh, let me go ahead and get
that's
this
exactly what I was doing.
Done.
That's exactly what I was doing. Let me figure out what this woman wants today, man. Right. Like, here we go. And, and it would come out in my interaction. Mm-hmm. It would come out in my speech. It would come out in my tone. Mm-hmm. It would come out in everything that this just burden on my back. This this ball and chain.
Even your body language.
I got to figure her out today. What's going to happen? And then what I ended up doing was, and this is where this statement came. This is what birthed this statement that's in my book. I had to start working on being the things to you that I wanted you to be to me, mm-hmm. Which is why that statement comes out that I believe that you cannot or should not demand something you haven't first developed.
Yeah.
Because you're setting yourself up for a chore-like experience. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's what I had to do. Now, I'm not saying that's going to work for everybody, but with a lot of the couples that we see, we do a lot of work around perspective mm-hmm. because the perspective that you have generally produces a certain type of approach.
Right. Yep.
That approach is going to render certain results. Mm-hmm. If you don't like the results of that approach, yes, you're going to have to change your approach, but you're also going to have to change the perspective that approach is aligned to. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I had to do. That's to speak to Mia's question about tangible things. Anthony said, you're right. That's the way I did it. Mm-hmm. And so for me, and here's what's crazy. I had good intentions.
Yes. And I never doubted that, but I think along with knowing mm-hmm. that you had good intentions, mm-hmm. I had to also feel like you had good intentions. Does that make sense?
Yep, that makes sense.
So the way you were coming at me, like march around the house, do knee highs and mm-hmm. running me this hot bath. I know that you had good intentions, mm-hmm. but it didn't feel good to me.
Right.
And so that had to change.
And
I didn't feel nurtured.
Right. And again, speaking to tangibles, right? That is something that for a lot of couples is difficult to do because what that involves, what you just described to remedy that involves me actually tweaking the way I would normally do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what people often, they buck up against that because the very first thing that we think is, oh, you're trying to change who I am.
Who I am. Yeah.
You're not trying to change who I am, which again birthed another lesson that I learned. Right. So these lessons are right in my book, Overcoming the Man Laws, for the man who wants to be his best despite what he was taught. For those who are looking at the video, I guess I'll throw it up on the screen for you so you can check it out. But these are lessons that come right into that. Right. So one of the other lessons I just mentioned was you shouldn't demand something you haven't first developed. Mm-hmm. The other thing was that your authenticity is not endangered by adjustments.
Right.
Adjustments are not a threat to your authenticity. And for me, I would buck up against some of that stuff mm-hmm. because I was like, oh, so now she's trying to change who I am at my core. No. Yeah. Make the adjustment. And those who have listened to us in the past have heard me say this, use this analogy. So, you know, forgive me if you like, I've heard it before, but I asked a guy a while back, I said, listen, if you're a point guard and I'm the coach and after a game, I come up to you and I say, you know what? I need you to pivot differently against certain opponents. What I never told him was that he is no longer a point guard. Mm-hmm. I just asked him to make an adjustment in his approach.
Right.
So that it would set him up for greater success. And when I realized that that's what I was doing and that you weren't trying to change me, you weren't trying to make me a simp, which I don't really subscribe to that word, but that's a whole nother conversation. But that's where we are right now. Right. Mm-hmm. These beta men and you weren't trying to make me into any of that.
Right.
I was just making adjustments so that this would work.
Exactly.
And I want this to work.
Right.
So if I want this to work, then I should be okay with making the adjustments.
Yeah. I think that we just early on, very early on, that first year, 18 months, we just didn't understand that. We didn't understand that, you know, making adjustments doesn't mean changing who I am.
Right.
We didn't understand that.
Adjustments are not a threat to your authenticity. I don't know. If I've said that to one guy, I've said that to 1,000. Like, because guys will understand that, right? There's one thing that we don't want to happen when we get in a relationship, and that is for the relationship to change us,
mm-hmm. right?
Or to weaken us, or to make us feel like we got to acquiesce to something that we would never have to acquiesce to before. Mm-hmm. And I get that. That's a legitimate concern.
Yeah.
But there are times, and this is one of them, where it's not about the person changing who you are as much as it is you making some adjustments in order to reach the goal. Just like the tweaking the prototype, you tweaking the prototype does not completely change it. Now, there are cases where you might have to completely change. I'm not even going to lie to you. There are cases where you were a jerk and now you cannot be a jerk no more.
Cannot be a jerk.
Yeah. Like, that's a complete change, right? But then there are cases where you're just making tweaks. Mm-hmm. Okay? So that's what's happening there. Anthony said women want a strong, stern voice but a caring approach. And I would say this, I think you're right to a certain degree. I think that you got to find out what your woman wants. Mm-hmm. Because your woman may not necessarily want a strong, stern voice. They may just want a steady voice because that's different, right? Because some people want to just know, I got this rock solid thing behind me that's always going to have my back.
Yeah.
And strong, stern for some people may seem like we bark in order. So I agree that, you know, they want a leader. Women want a leader. I agree with that. So I agree with that.
Yeah.
I feel there is a level of maturity that comes with making those adjustments and not feeling rejected. Yes, there is a level of maturity.
Yeah.
And I would say that those adjustments cannot be made. No, I take that back because it's not a blanket statement. I don't believe that those adjustments should be made without acknowledgement.
Okay.
So if I see that we talk about something, mm-hmm. we've come to an understanding, and I see that you are really putting forth the consistent effort, mm-hmm. which is that you're committed mm-hmm. to that, right? Yeah. I need to acknowledge that.
Yes.
Because my acknowledgement does is manufacture the motivation that you need to continue to be consistent.
It spurs me on.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's important. That's important. Excuse the typos. No problem. Got you. Hey, listen, I understand that.
We're tired too.
First Lady Eichner, what's happening? Good to see you. Thank you,
Nordia,
for being here. Anthony said, ask her. Yes, ask her.
Ask her for sure. Definitely.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Mike says, so I don't agree with that as well. Brother, it's different for some couples. Yeah, it is. You got to know your wife.
Yes.
You got to know your wife.
Yeah.
So, and I'll give you, let's give you a real world example. You guys know we always use ourselves, right? There is a certain tone I cannot take with her. Mm-hmm. Talk about the importance of having a conversation. I did not understand why she would react to me the way she would, or she would shut down, which would just just spurred me on even more.
Even more further into
right.
what I did not like.
Because I'm the shotgun guy. So I'm like, okay, I'm trying to talk to you and you're like cowering and you're, what is the problem right now?
Right.
We had to have a conversation and she explained to me what's triggering about the tone.
Yeah.
And where it comes from. What's mm-hmm. the origin of it and why? And once I understood that, I don't want her to feel that way.
Yeah.
So naturally, what am I going to do or what should I do? I should make the adjustment. Mm-hmm. So for her, that strong, commanding,
stern
tone is not always going to play out right. Mm-hmm. Now, that steady, like solid,
reliable,
immovable kind of tone.
Dependable, yeah.
All day.
Yeah.
She'll rock with that all day because that
assertive
that creates a safe place for her, mm-hmm. and she knows. Okay, hey, I hear you. All right, that's what we're gonna do.
Yeah,
got you.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah.
So yeah, so you definitely have to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. Oh yes, this goes back to the person feeling heard, seen, and valued.
Yep. By the valued. That's the thing. Like yep. going back to how this all started. Mm-hmm. With the way you were talking to me, mm-hmm. I did not feel valued.
Right.
You know, I just felt like he just wants me to shut up and stop complaining about this sciatica pain that I have. Mm-hmm. I did not feel valued at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's definitely important to have those conversations. So that's what we wanted to talk about. I think that one. Those who know us know that we are going to be transparent about ourselves. Mm-hmm. this is super good. I think every couple must know what their partner needs to feel loved.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
The tone is open or close my heart. Yep. Yep.
Absolutely. 100% Nordia.
Yep. And you got to talk about that.
Right.
And it's okay to have that conversation. Right. Mm-hmm. Like now, here's what I would say. Do not attempt to have that conversation in the heat of battle.
Yeah, that's not gonna
work. So if you said something and you were reckless and now y'all like throwing arrows at each other, that's probably not the right time to try to figure it out, yeah. right? Let everything settle. Come back to the table and be like, you know what? And come back with some level of sincerity, mm-hmm. right? Come back like this. Because here's how some people come back. Well, I don't know why you came at me like that. You know I wasn't trying to... Okay, easy. Come back with, listen, you know what? I don't really like how that played out. Mm-hmm. I don't want us to be that couple.
Yeah.
How do we fix it?
Yeah.
What and come back willing to hear how you can contribute
yep.
to this working. Right. So now that looks like me coming to you and saying, babe, listen, what could I have said differently? Or how could I have said it that wouldn't have set you off the way it did?
Right.
And then we can have a conversation that allows us to learn each other.
And that in the beginning for us, it didn't work out that way.
Didn't work out that way.
As far as learning, because we were trying to fix it in the heat of the moment. Yep. And I would be like, you need to stop talking to me like that. And then you would be like, well, what's the problem? Mm-hmm. Why can't you just, you know, talk? We need to talk about this. What's the problem? Da, 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 da. And I'm like, well, you need to stop talking to me like that. But I'm not giving an explanation as to why and what it is that you're saying and what it is about your tone and your body language that is making me shut down. I'm just telling you, you're not talking to me right, you know, and then that's just firing you up even more.
Yeah. So we again, we're talking about the fact that it's okay, couples. It's okay. It gets better.
It gets better.
It gets better. Put in the effort that's necessary. Have the conversations that are necessary. And make the adjustments that are necessary. All right, family.
Okay, guys.
We'll see you soon. Blessings on you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Relationship Trade Secrets. We would love for you to download this episode, share it with a friend, and we would love it if you would leave a review and rate the podcast. Rating helps it to get in front of more people, so we would love to hear from you in that way. Also, get connected with us on social media. At Denali LLC is our handle everywhere, so make sure that you are connected with us. If you would like to send us an email, you can email us at admin@denali.org. Until next time, God bless.